we came back with very, you know, very high acceptance, that people would be very interested in this feature. And at the time, the vice president of the Renton division was a guy named Jim Johnson, and he was very arrogant, son of a bitch. But he went by himself to see United Airlines and talked to them. And when we had the meeting to kind of debrief and tell them about our results, was after he listened to all of our reports, he said, well, I've talked to United and they're not interested, so we're not going to do it. Period, end of discussion.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was kind of pissed a lot of people off, but that was the way Johnson was.
So,
the way, you know, all those guys were.
So you went on an around the world tour,
yeah,
with Phil?
Yeah. Well, I can't remember if I was with Phil, but certainly Phil was on one of the teams. I might have been with him. There was a guy, really nice guy, that was the pilot, and he's mentioned his name a couple of times.
Dick Hansen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Dick Hansen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he was on one of the teams, and I think the head of the company,
Geiger at the time, or maybe it was a new guy. Yeah, because they had a lot of...
Not Geiger.
Yeah, Geiger. I think Geiger was the first
president,
and they turned it over to somebody else.
I don't even know that name.
Yeah. Okay.
I could find it because...
yeah, he mentions it. I can't remember. It's hard. There's a lot of names.
He was the original, as far as I know, and he was with them up until fairly recently. And I know I did they hired me as an independent consultant just for one job. They wanted to try to find out why Boeing had been so opposed to it, you know, and what was the Boeing feeling. So I wound up spending a lot of hours talking to dozens of people in Boeing on phone, all by the phone. But I put together a report. I don't know if I still have a copy.
Was this after you retired?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did some work for them, and then the belly loader thing became much more prominent. But I did the one job. It's funny because I had no idea what to charge them.
Hmm.
So I think I wound up charging them double what I was making at Boeing, and I don't know whether that was pissed them off. I mean, the whole job.
That's standard, Dad.
It was $3,000.
I know, standard is double because you have to pay all your own overhead.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm surprised if Phil wouldn't be aware of that.
And so this round the world trip, approximately when was that?
In mid-80s.
Okay.
Mid to late 80s.
Probably. And do you remember, was this Europe or was it?
Oh, yeah, I was mainly Europe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
And I don't know where the other guys went. But we tried to get a sampling of Boeing's larger customers.
Okay.
You know, people like KLM and Lufthansa and others.
Hmm.
Air France, I suppose.
Yeah, it seems to me that belongs in the book. I'll ask him about it.
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay, so you met him way back then.
Yeah. I was in marketing management.
And so he was... about how much younger than you would you guess he is? I've been trying to figure out how old he is.
How much younger?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't know, 10, 15 years.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Must be something like that. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, he's still working, probably because he wants to be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if people would pay me, I'd still be, you know, trying to do it. Not with my health issues now, but, I mean, otherwise, I feel perfectly able and do that kind of work.
It's just that it cuts into your you know, other like activities.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
sure.
So, but
I mean,
yeah,
money was really good.
Yeah.
You know, I keep thinking about, I was just so pissed off at myself because when after 9/11 was when the belly loader sales went, you know, just nobody was buying anything. And they had a meeting with me, and they told me that they had laid off all their, you know, people that were supporting the company out in outside of the company itself. They were cutting back, and so they, you know, wanted to. They were letting me go as well. And what I should have said was, it doesn't save you any money to let me go, because you don't pay me anything unless you're selling units. And I said, number two, you guys wouldn't be in this business if I hadn't, you know, spearheaded this project. And it cost me dearly. It cost me no raises for 3 years. And that affects, you know, your retirement and everything. But I didn't think of it, and can't even get a hold of them anymore, so.
Yeah, I know, and it's probably anyway, moot.
What
probably
would you guys do with all that money?
Exactly. See, you'd have to, you know, give it all to us when you die. What's the point?
I'll tell you, it was obscene how much money was rolling in.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah. I mean, I was getting 0.5%. And I think all told, it's probably more than $500,000 that I got in.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Paid off the house mortgage.
Wow.
Bought cars.
Wow.
Bought mom's diamond ring. I mean, just money was just rolling in.
Wow.
Yes. We were just starting to talk about buying a place down in Arizona, a house in Arizona, when it ceased.
Oh.
Interestingly enough, I think you knew that we had dinner with George Garrels a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, heard about that. Anyway, he tells me that he gets a call from Wayne Willett. He says, you remember Wayne? I said, oh, yeah. Wayne was in marketing management with me. He was an interesting guy, very full of himself, and somehow he knew Condit pretty well. You know, they were buddies and all this stuff. So he thought he had a real in there. And he left marketing management, I don't remember exactly when. And next thing, he winds up as the director of customer support in the rent division. And I don't even think I was aware of that I guess I must have been, because No, he must have been still in marketing management when he had some kind of a medical intervention, and he was getting income from it, and it was the same sort of thing. The money was just rolling in, and you know, I assumed everything was still going on, but George said that for whatever reason, that stopped. But unfortunately, Wayne had gotten used to that lifestyle, and he said he spent it all, and you know, is not doing so well now. They're living over in Yakima, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he was married to an airline stewardess. But
isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I said, well, I made a lot of money too, but fortunately I didn't use it to improve my lifestyle. I just used it to pay off the house, and you know, we did buy a couple of extravagant things, but
right,
wasn't the sort of thing that stop tomorrow cause any problem.
Right. But yeah, that happens to a lot of people.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Winning the lottery, anything like that.
Yes, exactly.
Well, listen, I'm just wasting a lot of time here.
Okie dokie.
Well, those are seeds, huh?
Yeah, those are for Mom.
Okay.